This is the Sakar Merli of the 1st of January 2025. Essence. Sweet children, you are the ones who rain this knowledge and make everything green. You have to imbibe this knowledge and inspire others to do the same. Question. What would clouds that do not rain be called? Answer. They are lazy clouds. Active clouds are those that rain. If they have imbibed this knowledge, they cannot remain without showering it on others. For those who do not imbibe this knowledge or inspire others to do so, it is as though their stomachs stick to their backs. They are poor, and they will become subjects. Question. What is the main effort you have to make on this pilgrimage of remembrance? Answer. To consider yourself to be a soul and to remember the Father in the form of a point. To remember the Father accurately as he is in his real form takes effort. Song. The rain of knowledge is for those who are with the Beloved. Om Shanti. Clouds are above the ocean, and the Father of clouds is the ocean. Showers of rain are only from the clouds that are made with the ocean. Those clouds fill themselves with water and then rain. You also come to this ocean in order to fill yourselves. You children of the ocean are clouds anyway, and this is why you are able to absorb this sweet water. There are many types of cloud. Some rain very heavily and cause a flood, whereas some rain very little. You too are number wise. Those who rain very heavily are remembered. When there is a lot of rain, people become very happy. Here too, those who rain a great deal are praised. Those who do not rain become lazy-hearted. They are unable to fill their stomachs. Because they are not able to imbibe this knowledge well, their stomachs stick to their backs. When there is a famine, the stomachs of people stick to their backs. Here too, if you do not imbibe this knowledge or inspire others to imbibe it, your stomach sticks to your back. Those who reign a lot now become kings and queens. The others become poor. The stomachs of the poor stick to their backs. Therefore, you children should imbibe this knowledge very well. The knowledge of souls and the Supreme Soul is so simple. You now understand that you previously had no knowledge of souls or the Supreme Soul, and so your stomachs stuck to your backs. The main aspects are of souls and the Supreme Soul. People don't know what a soul is, and so how could they know about the Supreme Soul? There are many scholars and pundits, etc. They do not know about souls. You have now come to know that you are imperishable souls and are filled with the imperishable parts of 84 births, which continue to repeat. Souls are imperishable, and so their parts are also imperishable. No one knows how you souls play all round parts. People just say that each soul is the supreme soul. You children have all of this knowledge from the beginning to the very end. They say that the duration of the drama is hundreds or thousands of years. You have now received this entire knowledge. You know that the whole of this old world is to be sacrificed into the sacrificial fire of knowledge created by the Father. That is why the Father says, forget everything, including your own bodies. Consider yourselves to be souls. Remember the Father and your sweet home and the land of peace. This is a land of sorrow. You are able to explain to others, number-wise according to the efforts you make. You are now being filled with this knowledge, but your efforts lie in having remembrance. It takes great effort to finish the body consciousness of many births and become soul conscious. Although it is very easy to speak about this, it takes effort to consider yourself to be a soul and to remember the Father in the form of a point. The Father says, scarcely anyone remembers me as I am or who I am. As is the Father, so his children. If you know yourself as you are, you will also know the Father as he is. You know that there is only the one Father who teaches, whereas there are many who study. Only you children know how the Father establishes the kingdom. However, all of those scriptures, etc., are the paraphernalia of the path of devotion. We have to say this in order to explain to others, but there is no question in this of disliking anything. The day and night of Brahma are even mentioned in the scriptures, but people do not understand anything. The day and night are half and half. It is explained very easily in the picture of the ladder. People believe that God is so powerful that he can do whatever he wants. But Baba says, I too am bound by this drama. Barrett continues to have so many difficulties. So do I keep coming here again and again? There is a limit to my part. It is only when there is complete sorrow that I then come, according to my own time. There cannot be the difference of even a second. Everyone's part is fixed accurately in the drama. This is the reincarnation of the highest Father. Then those who have less power continue to come down number-wise. You children have now received this knowledge from the Father, through which you are becoming the masters of the world. You gain the full force of that power. By making effort, you become Satopratan from Tamopratan. This is not the part of others. The main thing is the drama, the knowledge of which you have now received. Everything else is material, because you can see all of that with your physical eyes. Baba is the wonder of the world, and he creates heaven, which is also called paradise. There is so much praise of him. There is great praise of the Father and his creation. the highest on high is God. No one knows how the Father creates the highest heaven of all. You sweetest children only understand this number-wise and claim a status according to the efforts you make. Whatever efforts you make, you do that according to the drama. You cannot receive anything without making effort. You cannot remain for even a second without performing an act. Those Hatha yogis exercise breath control. It is as though they are dead. They simply stay in their caves while dust settles on them. When water falls on them, grass begins to grow. But what benefit is there in that? For how many days can they remain sitting like that? They definitely have to act. No one can become a renunciate of action. It is because they don't prepare food, etc., for themselves that they call themselves renunciates of actions. This too is in their parts in the drama. If those people of the path of isolation did not exist, what would Barrett's condition have become? Barrett was number one pure. The Father first of all creates purity, which lasts for half a cycle. There was definitely one religion and one kingdom in the Golden Age. That deity kingdom is now being established once again. You should invent such good slogans that they awaken people. Come and claim your fortune of the deity kingdom again. You now understand this very well. You also now know why Sri Krishna is called the ugly and the beautiful one. Nowadays, many people are given such names. They are in competition with Sri Krishna. You children know how impure kings go in front of the idols of those pure kings and bow their heads. They do not know anything. You children understand that it is those who were worthy of worship who then became worshippers. The entire cycle is now in your intellects. Even if you remember this much, your stage will remain very good. However, Maya does not allow you to remember. She makes you forget. If your stage remains constantly cheerful, you will be called deities. People become so happy on seeing the picture of Lakshmi and Narayan. They do not become as happy on seeing the picture of Radha and Sri Krishna or Sri Rama, etc., because many aspects of upheaval have been written about Sri Krishna in the scriptures. This Baba becomes Sri Narayan. Baba becomes very happy on seeing the picture of Lakshmi and Narayan. You children should also understand how long you will remain in your old bodies before you go and become princes. This is your aim and objective. Only you know this. Happiness should be bubbling up inside you. To the extent that you study, accordingly you will claim a high status. What status would you claim if you do not study? Just look at the status of the emperors of the world, the status of the wealthy subjects, and the status of servants. There is only one subject. It is simply Man Above and Madhajibhav. It is Alpha and Beta, this knowledge and yoga. This Baba has so much happiness. He found Allah and gave everything away. He won such a huge lottery. What else would he need? So why should you children also not have this happiness inside you? This is why Baba says, create such trance-like pictures for everyone that children become happy on seeing them. Shiv Baba is giving us this inheritance through Brahma. Human beings don't know anything. They have totally degraded intellects. From having degraded intellects, you are now becoming those with pure, clean intellects. You have come to know everything. There is no need to study anything else. You receive the sovereignty of the world through this study. This is why the Father is called knowledgeful. People believe that he knows everything in each one's heart. However, the Father gives this knowledge. A teacher can understand to what extent each one studies. But he does not sit there the whole day watching what's going on in each one's intellect. This knowledge is wonderful. The Father is called the ocean of knowledge and the ocean of peace and happiness. You are now becoming master oceans of knowledge. You will not have these titles there. You will become completely virtuous, 16 celestial degrees full of all virtues. This is the highest status of a human being. At present, each of you has a godly status. You have to understand this and also explain it to others. You should experience a great deal of happiness when you see the picture of Lakshmi and Narayan. You will now become the masters of the world like them. It is with this knowledge that you receive all the virtues. You become refreshed by seeing your aim and objective. Therefore, the Father says that everyone should have a picture of Lakshmi and Narayan. This picture increases the love in your hearts. It enters your hearts that you are in your last birth in the land of death, and that you will become like them in that land of immortality. This applies to you as well. It is not that souls are the supreme soul, no. All of this knowledge should remain in your intellects. When you explain to others, tell them, we do not ask anyone for anything. There are many children of Prajapita Brahma. We do service with our minds, bodies and wealth. We Brahmins keep this yagya going with our own earnings. We cannot use the money of Shudras. There are countless children. Each of us knows that we will claim a status to the extent that we surrender our minds, bodies and wealth for service. You know that it is because Baba has sown the seeds that he becomes Narayan. The money is not going to be of any use here, and so why should I not use it for this task? Did those who surrendered everything starve to death? They were looked after very well. Baba is also looked after so well. This is the chariot of Shiv Baba, the one who makes the whole world into heaven. That one is the beautiful traveller. The Supreme Soul comes here to make everyone beautiful. He changes you from ugly to beautiful. He is such a handsome bridegroom. He comes and makes everyone beautiful. You have to sacrifice yourself to him. Continue to remember him. Just as you cannot see a soul, but you can understand it, in the same way you can understand the Supreme Soul. Souls and the Supreme Soul are identical in appearance, just points. All the rest is knowledge. These are matters of deep understanding. You children should note down these points in your intellects. Your intellects imbibe this knowledge number-wise according to the efforts you make. Doctors are able to remember medicines. It is not that they start consulting their books at that time. Doctors have points. Barristers have points. You also have points of this knowledge. There are plenty of topics that you can explain. Any point can bring benefit to someone. Some are struck by an arrow with one point, and others with another point. There are many points. Those who imbibe these points very well will be able to do very good service. You have been very sick patients for half a cycle. Souls have become impure, and so the one eternal surgeon gives you medicine. He is always the surgeon. He never falls ill himself. Everyone else becomes ill. The eternal surgeon only comes once in this age and gives you the injection of man above. It is very easy. Keep this picture in your pocket at all time. Baba used to worship Narayan before. He removed Lakshmi's image from the picture and kept an image of Narayan alone. He understood that he is now becoming the same one whom he used to worship. He took leave from Lakshmi, that is, removed her image from the picture. It was certain that he was not going to become Lakshmi. He did not like Lakshmi massaging the feet of Narayan in that picture. When some men saw this, they asked their wives to massage their feet. Lakshmi does not massage Narayan's feet there. This custom and system does not exist there. This system belongs to the kingdom of Ravan. The whole of this knowledge is in this picture. There is the Trimurti at the top. There is great amazement in remembering this knowledge throughout the day. Bharat is now becoming heaven. This is a very good explanation. Yet it is not known why it doesn't sit in the intellects of human beings. There will be a blaze of fire with full force. The haystack has to be set on fire. The kingdom of Ravan definitely has to be destroyed. Pure Brahmins are needed for this yagya. This is the greatest sacrificial fire. It brings about purity throughout the whole world. Although those Brahmins call themselves children of Brahma, they are born through vice. The children of Brahma are pure, mouth-born creations. Therefore, explain this to them. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children. And the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana. 1. Make your intellect clean and imbibe this wonderful knowledge, and thereby become a master ocean of knowledge like the Father. Imbibe all the virtues with this knowledge. 2. Just as Baba surrendered his body, mind and wealth and used them in doing service, so you have to use everything in a worthwhile way for doing God's service like the Father. In order to remain constantly refreshed, keep a picture of your aim and objective with you. 3. Blessing. May you be happy-hearted and constantly follow the One Father with your stable and constant stage. For you children, Father Brahma's life is an accurate computer. People nowadays put all of their questions into a computer and receive an answer. In the same way, whenever a question arises, then instead of asking why or what, just look at the computer of Father Brahma's life. The questions of why and what will change into in this way. Instead of being full of questions, you will become happy-hearted. To be happy-hearted means to follow the Father with your constant and stable stage. Slogan: with your soul conscious power, constantly experience being healthy. Om Shanti. Now there is a special note. All Brahmin children, while doing yoga tapasya in the cave of introversion from the 1st to the 31st of January, serve the world with your powerful mind by giving it sakash. With this aim, the Aviat signals that are sent in this month's newsletter will also be written at the end of each Merli for the whole month. While especially churning these points, become experienced in serving with your mind. With your powerful minds, do the service of giving sakash. You children who are messengers of peace have to consider yourselves to be messengers of peace while walking and moving around, no matter where you are staying. Those who are embodiments of peace and stable in a powerful form will continue to give others the sakash of peace and power.